Western Readers Level 1. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Retold by Jacqueline Walls. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. "I have a strange story to tell you," said Mr. Enfield. Mr. Enfield and Mr. Utterson lived in London and walked together every week. Mr. Enfield stopped near a strange building. It was different from all the other houses in the street. The other houses were nice and clean. This house was dirty. There was a strange, ugly door with no doorbell. "Last week I walked along this road," said Mr. Enfield. "It was dark, because it was very early in the morning. I saw two people. One was a man, and the other was a young girl. Then something terrible happened. They ran into each other. The girl fell to the ground. The man didn't stop. He just walked over her. She cried out in pain. The man left her in the road. What a bad man," said Mr. Utterson. "People came to care for the girl, so I ran after the man," said Mr. Enfield. "I caught him. He did not fight me. He was quiet, but he scared me because he was very ugly." "The man's name was Mr. Hyde," said Mr. Enfield. "I took him back to the girl. She was okay, but Mr. Hyde was not sorry. I was very angry, so I shook him and said, 'You must give some money to the girl's family.' 'Yes, he should,' said Mr. Utterson. 'How rude.' 'He did not want to give any money,' said Mr. Enfield. 'But he had no choice. Finally, he agreed. He went to the dirty house with the ugly door. He had a key for the door. He went inside and came back out with a check. I looked at the name on the check. I couldn't believe it. It belonged to a London gentleman. Was it Dr. Jekyll?" said Mr. Utterson. "It was," said Mr. Enfield in surprise. "It was your friend Dr. Jekyll. How did you know?"
"I cannot say," said Mr. Utterson. "We should not talk about this again."
"You are right," said Mr. Enfield. "It is too strange." Dr. Jekyll was Mr. Utterson's friend. Dr. Jekyll was a good man. He did not have bad friends. Mr. Hyde was a bad man. This seemed strange. Mr. Utterson was also Dr. Jekyll's lawyer. He helped Dr. Jekyll write his will. Mr. Utterson recognized the name, Mr. Hyde. He checked the will. "When Dr. Jekyll dies, Mr. Hyde will get all of his money," he said in surprise. "This is even stranger." Mr. Utterson was worried. Mr. Hyde was a bad man. "Maybe Mr. Hyde knows about the will," he thought. "Maybe he will kill my friend to get the money. I must speak to this Mr. Hyde." Mr. Utterson went back to the strange, ugly door. He waited to see Mr. Hyde. The building belonged to Dr. Jekyll. Dr. Jekyll was a doctor, but he was also a scientist. He liked to do science experiments. This was his laboratory. Finally, Mr. Hyde appeared. He put a key into the door. Mr. Utterson quickly went to him. "Mr. Hyde," he said, "I'm a friend of Dr. Jekyll's. May I come in?"
"No," said Mr. Hyde, and he hid his face. "Show me your face," said Mr. Utterson. Mr. Hyde looked up. Mr. Utterson was surprised. The man was very ugly. Mr. Hyde quickly went into the laboratory and shut the door.